In this article, I would like to look at verses which tell us that Jesus sets believers free from sin. Being set free from sin does not mean a believer becomes sinlessly perfect. It means that he does not have a habitually sinful lifestyle. At one time or another, a Christian may sin because of weakness or circumstances, but his sin is not willful or ongoing. That is, sin is not a part of his normal way of life. 1 John 2 verse 1 tells us that Christians might sin occasionally, while 1 John 3:9 says that they don't make a practice of sinning. In Matthew 1:19-21, an angel told Joseph that he was to name his son Jesus, meaning the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. Notice that we are told that Jesus came to save his people from their sins, not in their sins, nor with their sins, but from their sins. The word save means to keep safe or rescue from danger, while the word from means separation, departure, and cessation. So Jesus came to rescue us from the danger of hell by separating us from our sin. We depart our sinful lifestyle and cease from habitual sin. Many people say that we are only human and that sin is part of our nature, so we will always sin. It is true that we have a sinful nature, but Jesus is greater than our nature, and he says that he can set us free from slavery to sin. In John 8:34 and 36, he said, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins continually is a slave to sin. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Jesus has made it clear that continuing in sin is nothing less than slavery to sin, but he can set us free. In Romans 6:22, Paul said, "You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God. The benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." Like Jesus, Paul tells us that Christians are freed from slavery to sin and become slaves to God, which results in eternal life. The following are some other verses which speak of freedom from sin. 1 John 3:5 tells us that Jesus appeared to take away our sins, that is, to remove our sins. In Romans 7:24 and 25, after talking about his sinful nature, Paul said that Jesus rescued him from his sinful body of death. Rescue means to deliver or set free, so Jesus can set us free from our sinful nature, just as he did with Paul. Titus 2:14 tells us that Jesus gave himself to redeem us from all lawlessness. Redeem means to release or to liberate, so Jesus gave himself to liberate us, to free us from all sin. Romans 6:14 says, "Sin shall not be your master." Obviously, if we continue in sin, then we are still in slavery to it, and it is still our master. Colossians 1:13 tells us that Jesus has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. As already stated, rescue means to set free. So once again, we are told that Jesus sets us free from our sin. The verses quoted so far clearly show that Christians are set free from their sins. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." If I say that I'm in Christ, but I'm still willfully sinning, then what's new about me? Absolutely nothing at all. I'm still a slave to sin. To be freed from slavery to sin and become a new creation, my old self must first die, just as Romans 6:7 tells us, anyone who has died has been freed from sin. The aim of this article has been to show that Jesus frees his people from their sin. Part 2 is about how we die to obtain freedom from sin.